This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anmita Bansal. Today is Tuesday, January 7, 2020. And I'll be bringing you all the latest stories from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app gives readers content in English, Hindi and Gujarati. Do check out the language option in the app. Now coming back to our top stories of the day, four convicts in Nirbhaya's case have been given death penalty. They will be hanged on Jan 22, 2020. We'll also have Jerome Anthony who will give us the latest developments on students' assault in JNU. We'll also talk about how 25 crore people will be participating in the Bharat Band that is scheduled for January 8th. And lastly, from the world of business, we'll discuss how the company Xerox has secured funding worth $24 billion to buy HP. The four convicts in Nirbhaya's case have been given death penalty by Delhi court. They will be hanged on Jan 22nd. And to give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Atharva Pandit. Hi Atharva, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Atharva, what are the latest developments in Nirbhaya's case?
So Anvita, first of all, it's been 7 years since that gruesome incident happened in no less than our national capital. And it's been 7 years since that. And finally, we have come to a stage wherein the death warrant has been finally issued and you know the execution now has been scheduled according to today's order has been scheduled for 7 a.m. on January 22nd like you said. The additional sessions judge for today's case, Satish Kumar Arora, he issued the death warrants and he said that the convicts can use their legal remedies within 14 days, which is 2 weeks from now. The four death row convicts are Mukesh, Vinay Sharma, Akshay Singh and Pawan Gupta. We need to repeat these names and we need to put them out there because these are the convicts and these are the people who committed that brutal incident, the brutal act. So this comes after on December 18, Nirbhaya's parents had and the Delhi government had approached the Patiala High Court, which is the court that pronounced the order today, for issuing death warrants. This came after the Supreme Court had in fact dismissed a review petition which was filed by Akshay Kumar Singh, one of the convicts, the same day. From December 18 to now, it took almost a month even after the Supreme Court has dismissed the review petition, one of the review petitions. But here we are and we finally have a date when the convicts will be hanged.
Right. So, Atharva, what are the reactions after the verdict?
There have been political parties and political leaders who have been reacting. But I think the most important reactions are those of Nirbhaya's parents. And Nirbhaya's parents, of course, have welcomed the court's ruling. And her mother, Asha Devi, has said that, I quote, "My daughter has got justice. Execution of the four convicts will empower the women of the country." While her father, Badrinath Singh, has said that this decision will instill fear in people who commit such crimes.
Right. Well, this is a classic case of justice delayed, but certainly not denied. Thank you so much, Atharva, for all those details.
Thank you.
Well, moving on to our next story, I have with me Money Control's Jerome Anthony, who will let us know the latest developments on the students' assault in JNU on Jan 5th, 2020. Hi, Jerome. Thank you for joining in. Well, moving on to our next story, I have with me Money Control's Jerome Anthony, who will let us know the latest developments on the students' assault in JNU on Jan 5th, 2020. Hi, Jerome. Thank you for joining in.
Thanks, Amrita. It's good to be on the show.
Jerome, please let us know the latest developments on the story. What's happening in JNU?
Firstly, I'd just like to recap of what happened on the 5th of January at JNU. There were hooligans who wore masks and entered the campus in the evening. And they went on to attack teachers. They went on to attack students. And the thing is now, apparently there was police outside the campus who did not stop, firstly, for these hooligans from entering the campus, nor did they do anything to end the violence in the campus. This is what at least reports suggest, or eyewitness accounts state this. Now, what has happened after that is people in Mumbai came on the streets and they were protesting against the entire incident that had happened at JNU, following which there were protests across India primarily. And this person called Pinky Chaudhary, who is a member of the Hindu Raksha Dal, has come up and claimed responsibility for the attack and has said that, yes, it was the Hindu Raksha Dal that had, you know, gone into the campus because they thought that there were anti-national activities happening there. This is what he said in a video. Now, what's surprising here is the president of the Jawaharlal Nehru University Students Union, Aisha Ghosh. There's an FIR registered against her with the police regarding vandalizing the server room at the campus. But there was no FIR registered against the violence that happened on Jan 5th. And it remains to be seen when would an FIR or when the police would take swift action. Although investigations are underway, we could just hope that, you know, the culprits or the criminals are brought to books and, you know, the students are delivered justice.
Thank you so much, Jerome, for all those details.
Thanks, Anvita.
It is expected that 25 crore people will be participating in the Bharat Bandh that is scheduled for January 8th. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control Siddesh Raut. Hi, Siddesh. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anvita. Thank you for having me here.
Siddesh, how is this estimate arrived at?
Anvita, this estimate has been taken up from a statement that was made by 10 central trade unions, which on the 6th of January.
Right.
And they said that about 25 crore people will be participating in this nationwide strike, which is scheduled for the January of 8th. And they were protesting basically against the government's, and I quote, anti-people, unquote, policies.
Right.
So all these trade unions, there are about 10 trade unions rather, who have jointly released this statement. And they are the INTUC, the AITUC, HMS, CITU, AIUTUC, TUCC, SEVA, AICTU, the LPF, the UTUC, and various other independent federations and associations. So they made this declaration in September to go on this nationwide strike. And I'll just quote something from the statement. We expect participation of not less than 25 crore of working people in the forthcoming National General Strike on January 8, 2020, to be followed by many more actions seeking the reversal of the anti-worker, anti-people, anti-national policies of the government. Unquote.
Right. Siddesh, what are the demands of these trade unions?
So, Anvita, according to the statement of these this collective of the trade unions, they are against several different of the government's policies and the actions that are taking place in the nation. For example, I'll just quote something from their statement again. The Ministry of Labour has failed to assure on any of the demands of a workers which called on a meeting on January 2nd, 2020. The attitude of the government is that of contempt towards labour as we construe from its policies and actions. Unquote. So they are also against several issues such as the privatization of railways, corporatization of 49 different defense production units, including the privatization of banks, a lot of which has taken place last year.
Right.
They are also against the privatization of Air India and the airports. And they're also distressed at the dearth of jobs that is taking place in the country. One more quote from the statement follows. As many as 12 airports are already sold out to private hands. 100% sale of Air India is already decided. The decision to sell BPCL is taken. The BSNL-MTNL merger is announced. And 93,600 telecom workers are already thrown out of jobs under the garb of the voluntary retirement scheme.
Right.
End quote. Also, they were condemning the JNU violence that has taken place in the last few days, as well as similar incidents in other campuses. And they also expressed their solidarity towards all of them.
Right. Aside from trade unions, who else would be participating in this strike?
So, Anvita, the trade unions will also be seeing about 60 organizations of students and elected officers, bearers of some universities. They're planning to strike against the raise, or rather they're planning to raise their voice against the increased fee structure and commercialization of education. Also, there is a joint platform of 175 workers and agricultural unions that will extend their support to this workers' demands. These agricultural workers' unions have decided to put January 8th as Gramin Bharat Band along with their Charter of Demands.
Right, from the world of business, Xerox has secured funding worth $24 billion to buy HP. Siddhish, what is the status of the deal so far?
So Xerox Holding Corporation had said on January 7 that it had secured about $24 billion of a proposed $33.5 billion that it had proposed to use to buy HP. This is according to a report by Reuters. And Xerox had made this $33.5 billion offer earlier at $22 per share. But it was noted that HP was against the deal because it felt that this $33.5 billion was severely undervaluing the company. And nonetheless, Xerox has approached HP shareholders to engage in constructive dialogue. And this is according to the Xerox's CEO, John Vicentin, and it had informed HP's board through a letter on the 6th of January amongst this. And he goes on to say, and I quote, "My offer stands to meet with you in person, with or without your advisors, to begin negotiating this transaction," end quote.
Right. What was the reason for HP's interest in the takeover?
Well, Anvita, HP had earlier said that it was open towards looking at this takeover because of, and I quote, "potential benefits of consolidation."
So what is the response received from both the companies?
Well, according from the, for this latest development, Anvita, according to the Reuters report, Anvita, both these companies did not reply for Reuters' request for a comment.
All right. Thank you so much, Siddhesh, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.